Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 5, 2008. Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire in Gaza has been threatened as the Israeli army killed six Gaza fighters and wounded several others during an overnight attack. Meanwhile, the Israeli military wounded 12 Palestinians in the occupied East Jerusalem as army bulldozers demolished homes. This news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. In an overnight deadly attack on Gaza, the Israeli military killed six Hamas fighters and wounded several other residents, including a woman. This attack is the first since an Israeli-Palestinian-Egyptian brokered ceasefire has been holding in Gaza since June. Palestinian resistance factions in Gaza vowed severe retaliations to the army attacks, saying the ceasefire has come to an end, with Israeli violence ripping through the region once again. An Israeli army spokesperson described the army action limited and aimed at foiling an attempt by Palestinian fighters to abduct Israeli soldiers through an underground tunnel on the border lines in central Gaza Strip. Israeli media sources reported today that dozens of homemade shells were fired into nearby Israeli towns, wounding three soldiers and two other Israeli citizens with shock. Meanwhile, the Israeli military demolished on Wednesday two Palestinian homes and a wedding hall in the occupied East Jerusalem. Israeli soldiers accompanying the army bulldozers shot and wounded 12 angry Palestinians and detained several others. In another news, Israeli official in charge of Israeli missed soldiers' profile, Ofer Dekel, was reportedly met with senior Hamas prisoners inside Israeli jail to convince the latter of accelerating a prisoner swap deal between Israel and the Hamas party, which holds soldiers Gilad Shalit in Gaza for more than 2 years now. Egyptian mediators have so far to conclude such a deal, as Israel still refuses to release a number of Palestinian prisoners on Hamas's wanted list of those to be freed in return for Shalit. At the internal level, member of the Fatah Party Central Committee, Dr. Nabil Sha'at, confirmed today that the Palestinian National Unity Conference, hosted by Cairo, will be kicked off in November 10th and that special committee's meetings will start on November 23. The upcoming dialogue is meant to end rivalry between Hamas and Fatah and form a national unity government that ends an internationally enforced embargo and a crippling Israeli blockade of the coastal strip. Thank you for joining us from Al Kuwait, Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Maghari and Hassan Qassis.